new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, April 15th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. The return of 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wiltfong. He was sunning himself on the beaches of Miami. He is back. He is tanned, rested, and relaxed, and full of recruiting info. Steve, how goes it?
Man, it goes great. Last night, Carlos Rodon throws a near-perfect game, no-hitter. He plays for my fantasy team, the Fighting Jewish Rosenhouses. We are playing against the Fighting Dave Biddles this week. So to get that no-hitter against Dave Biddle, extra special this week for the Bucknuts Morning Fighters.
Beating Dave in anything is a challenge, so we understand your joy. Also joy at a crystal ball rolling towards Ohio State. The next running back to come to Ohio State, will it be Dallin Hayden? Tell us about him.
Well, Dallin Hayden's been a top target for Ohio State the whole cycle. Tony Alford's talking to him every day. Ryan Day heavily involved. Even Brian Hartline has been in the mix as they recruit Dallin Hayden, who had a terrific junior season down there at Christian Brothers in Memphis. His dad played at Tennessee. My older brother, I believe, is at Illinois. And Dallin is a guy that rushed for over 2,000 yards and 24 touchdowns in just 9 games as a junior. And one of the guys Ohio State has marked as a key target, regardless of position, and they've recruited him that way. He took a self-guided tour visit back in March. I believe he was there on St. Patrick's Day. And he actually used to live in Columbus when he was a baby. His family loves the city of Columbus, which is a big plus, in addition to the football program and the way they've developed players across the board, specifically skill position players. And I think that Ohio State is the one to beat over Notre Dame going into official visits to both places in June.
Just a little digression here. So when you said his dad played at Tennessee, I said, oh, is that Aaron Hayden? And I looked it up and it was. I have no idea how I know that. I wasn't a very good student and I forget anniversaries, birthdays, and weddings. Yet I know Aaron Hayden. It's a sickness, people. But anyway, it does seem like he has a good chance to come here. And Bill Kerlick has also commented on that. So you want to jump on it. Let's get general here real quick before we get specific again on the recruiting visit developments. It does seem like it's going to be open season on campuses. Your vibes?
Oh, man, it's going to be as busy. College programs are going to be hosting recruits every weekend, probably during the day or during, you know, weekdays. Kids, you know, young kids are going to be coming up and driving up to visit the campus. It's just going to be Grand Central Station at places like Ohio State, where recruits are itching to get out and see places and live and tour campuses and start mapping out their future and get in front of coaches and meet them face to face finally after a long time of Zoom and FaceTime and messaging. And so, you know, every school is just going to be Grand Central Station with the recruits on campus. And I'm excited for it. You know, these kids, it's going to make things a lot easier in college football recruiting offices too when kids can start getting back on campus. Zoom is here to stay, but at the same time, man, it takes a lot of work to schedule Zoom meetings, make sure you're not double booking Zoom meetings, and you can only do them one at a time. So just kids finally being able to get on campus and experience schools and get an in-person feel for where they want to go is going to be awesome.
Zoom is great, no question, but there's also a vibe you get when the person's there on campus for both parties. Speaking of which, visits are being set up to Ohio State, one of them a biggie. Gavin Sawchuk, possibly a new name, he set 2 visits. Let us know the deal.
I talked to Sawchuk's dad last night. Ohio State is getting a visit on the 11th. That'll be his second of four June trips. He's going to USC the first weekend, then Oklahoma after Ohio State, and then Notre Dame. Oklahoma is the school that I have the crystal ball for right now. You know, they've been the one that's been most steady with him and most consistent. You know, Coach Lincoln Riley and DeMarco Murray have done a really good job with him. But regarding Ohio State, you know, talking to his dad, he said Coach Tony Alford has been sitting here waiting for us, was in touch early. And, you know, they did a meeting with Coach Ryan Day the other week and chatted with him. And you know, Ohio State, for all the reasons why Dallin Hayden likes Ohio State, you know, those are reasons why Gavin Sawchuk likes the Buckeyes too. And it'll be interesting. You know, I have Dallin Hayden crystal ball to Ohio State right now, but Ohio State's in the mix for a bevy of backs. You know, Gavin Sawchuk being one, obviously, O'Marrion Hampton is going to take an official visit June 25th, as is Nicholas Singleton. Those are two of the more coveted backs in the country. North Carolina could be hard to beat for Hampton going into these visits, but Hampton's also high on Florida and Penn State. And then Nicholas Singleton, you know, that's maybe the same deal as Dallin Hayden as your battle in Notre Dame. Penn State's definitely in there for Nicholas Singleton too. So a lot of these schools are recruiting the same backs. You know, Notre Dame's in it for Gavin Sawchuk as well. So it'll be interesting to see where the chips fall here moving forward.
People, there are so many visits being set up. You want to be coming back to Bucknuts and refreshing your page about every 45 minutes to an hour to make sure you're on top of it. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more good recruiting content.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, we are back. We're going to finish the show with an interesting tidbit on Keonta Goodwin. But first, you were in the great state of Ohio less than a week ago for a camp. What did you think? Who did you like? Tell us about your experience in the Buckeye State.
Yeah, well, Sonny Styles was the alpha dog for us at the event. What a specimen, 6'4", 6'5", 210 pounds, can play in space, has good ball skills and good instincts. I think he's eventually going to grow into just an amazing second-level defender, or maybe that safety rover linebacker type, the bullet for the Buckeyes. But he base eater, got that short area burst, change of direction ability, and then really just a good kid, a guy that I think, you know, has all the traits you're looking for in a five-star. So he was our alpha dog at the event. You know, Ohio State linebacker commit C.J. Hicks was the best player at his position in that setting. Another guy that's very smooth in space and absolutely can run and, you know, have cover skills and just was really one of the best overall athletes at the event. I thought that offensive line commit Tigra, help me with the pronunciation Shibola. Of his last name, Daniel. Yeah, Tigra Shibola. Yeah, Shibola. He had some good reps in one-on-ones. He's a big, thick guy that I think played with a little nasty streak there. You know, he didn't work out, but Jason McCullough is a big man. You know, he's nearly 6'6" with a frame that just has limitless potential, and he's laid down some monster testing numbers in the past. So the dough that Ohio State's going to have to mold with Jason McCullough when he gets to Ohio State, he's an imposing young man, and got a chance to chat with him for a little bit. He's got some alpha qualities to him and some leadership traits to him that I think is exciting in addition to his athleticism.
I think the McCullough-Hicks combination is going to be something really special to have in one class, to have two athletes with that size and range. We haven't really had linebacker types around here with that kind of promise, in my opinion.
They seem to be good buds, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They are two of the, say, the social media drivers for the squad. Also interesting, and we talked about this in the boarding house yesterday, that Dallan McCullough and Tony Alford were allowed to be at the event because they are dads. And Day McCullough apparently was impressive. I think he may have found out yesterday, though, that an Ohio State offer was never going to come and committed to Indiana. Is that what happened?
And Dylan and Tony are buds, too. But I think talking to Dylan, talking to Day, Indiana's been the team to beat for a long time for him, and he's been telling them for a while he's ready whenever y'all are ready, and they just got it done over the weekend. But, you know, he loves Indiana. The way they play on defense is an exciting style. Tom Allen's a real inspirational dude if you're around him, and Dave's been around him for a long time, and he just loves Indiana. It's, you know, he's lived there. This is his second time living in Bloomington now, and he thinks that Indiana's on the cusp of taking another step, and he thinks he can help that. I asked Dylan if he thought Indiana could get back in with Deson, and think that is not a possibility. But for the younger one, he's always loved Indiana, and he's ready to go make his mark there, just like Deson's ready to go make his mark in Columbus.
Probably doesn't hurt either that Indiana safety Jamar Johnson is going to get picked in the first three rounds. So if you're a safety looking to fill a spot at Indiana, it's always nice to know there's a little pro lineage there. And of course, going back to play for dad. So here's the really interesting part of this discussion. We have talked about the big man, Keonta Goodwin, ad nauseum on the show. We had Dwayne on Tuesday, and he was lamenting the loss as the crystal balls rolled towards Lexington for the 6'7", 300 and X pound offensive lineman. But you let me know that even if he commits to Kentucky, which everyone definitely believes he will, his recruitment is not over. Details.
Yeah, I think that Keonta Goodwin has been recruited so long that he's just ready to get the process to this point where he's committed, and Kentucky is a place where he has the most familiarity. He's met the coaches in person. He's been on campus a ton. He sees it as a place that's had a really good track record on the offensive line, but yet it's a place where he can go in and make an early impact. And so I think that he was getting a little impatient with the waiting for visits deal. Now, with that, people close to Keonta, or a source close to Keonta, has always said that Ohio State's in a great spot. It's a program he loves. He's connected with the recruits in the class. And he believes that Keonta will still take some visits even after he commits. And Kentucky's even green-lighted that if he does commit to them. And so I think that Ohio State, Alabama, and some of those other programs, you know, if they're still pushing after Keonta commits to Kentucky, would have a chance to get him on campus in June and maybe make a maneuver on the Wildcats.
Basically, Ohio State and Alabama are going to battle it out to the end, and one of them's going to take him. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.